One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today. And get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Connection, opportunity, possibility. It's what we all want. Spectrum has built a world where anything is possible, with products and services designed to work better together for a seamless connectivity experience. A connection to family and friends, a connection to education, and a connection to new opportunities. So there's no limit to how big we can dream. That's Life Unlimited. That's Spectrum.
Happy New Year! 2025, what a year to be alive. That's our slogan for 2025, y'all. Damn, can you believe it? Bitch, you've been here a long time. Yo, you made it to 2025. Excel, you done been through everything. Afros. The Great Gatsby. What else she done been through? The Black Panthers. Goddamn disco.
Somebody coming out like in sweats or something on New Year's Eve.
It's
like,
crazy.
How are you even starting your new year off like that?
It's crazy. It's giving. Maybe you didn't know you was coming out or something. I'm gonna get a bit of.
It's New Year's Eve. You should have always, like, if you're in the crib drinking wine.
Yeah.
You should be.
We might have to. All right, y'all. So I got some big news for y'all today on the No Homo Show, okay? And if you on our Patreon, I mean, you're hearing before the regular people here, okay? I am officially engaged.
My boy done grown up.
Hey, y'all saw it coming. I had to. The girl is just too goddamn. I can't let that go. I gotta get her wrapped up around my finger.
Hello?
Give me the paperwork.
Hello?
I need to shut that down immediately.
Hello?
She can't go nowhere.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay. I like.
Hey, what's going on? It's Boss Britta Most Lit.
What's up? It's your girl DJ Excel.
And this is
the No Homo Show.
Everything we talk about
is homo as f.
Gay. Welcome back, gabies. What's up? Y'all like, subscribe, comment, turn the post notifications on. We solo dolo today.
It's just us.
Just the two of us.
Big shout out to everybody tuned in to our podcast. And huge shout out to everybody tuned into the Patreon. Y'all, we're going about like. You did a whole dance that whole time.
I know, right?
We going about like 4 months strong on Patreon.
Yeah,
so
lit.
Shout out to everybody locked in with us. If you haven't subscribed, go to subscribe to our Patreon. We got BTS footage. We got full episodes, you know, full episodes.
Yeah, extended.
All that good stuff. So tune in.
Yeah, yeah. We so low today, man. How you feeling?
You know what? 2024 been just
a whore.
Okay, that's not what I was going for.
Okay.
But I got some more.
Oh, and I ain't poor.
Okay, knock a bitch up, make her sore.
All right, I'm about to score.
Okay, I'm dying. Yay. About to hit the floor.
Damn, I thought you was going to let me get door.
Well, we know what our career is not.
Yeah.
Britt didn't want to be a rapper, by the way, y'all. I don't think we ever, matter of fact,
I did want to be a rapper. You didn't want to be my engineer. Let's really talk about it.
No, yes, I'm a DJ.
But you know how to record?
No, this is the problem with Britt, all right? It's a good problem, but a bad problem. The bitch bitch got so much faith in me to do everything.
She can do it all. There's nothing that,
like, bitch, I'm not an engineer. Just because I got a mic, I got a little recording software. I can put your vocals over an instrumental.
That's all I need. One mic and a press of a button, okay?
She wants some.
We made a whole song. Remember that one time? Me and Lala. Who was over there? It was like me, you, Lala, Baba. We was like really doing it for like a good 2 hours. Like, all right, punch me in.
They got mad I didn't want to do a verse.
And then what happened to the song? You lost it?
I wasn't no engineer.
She lost the whole track. Y'all, we had a studio session about 2 hours, yo. She lost the whole. That was a hit single right there, man. But yeah, we saw the other day. We're going to do Skittles and Riddles starting first.
Let's get into it.
Let's get it.
You got your shot?
Yep.
Get y'all shot. The No Homo Show shot glasses.
Get you one, get you two, get you three, get you four. All right. Uh-oh, big money, big money, big money. Green.
Yeah.
Type of color.
Yeah. What do you call two lesbians in a wheelchair?
Ha!
That's fucked up. First of all, I love my handicapped family.
Yes, we do. We don't want nobody to get upset about this.
We, two lesbians the in internet a wheelchair. Got us on edge. Can we say this on YouTube?
Right, man. Right, right. Two lesbians in a wheelchair. Two lesbians in a wheelchair. Two L's. Oh, no, that makes no sense.
I don't even know.
Wheelchair, roll it out. Roll.
That's fucked up.
What is this about?
Two lesbians in a wheelchair.
Two red balls getting in. That's all I do. Two lesbians rolling in a wheelchair. Two lesbians, like in one wheelchair?
No.
Oh, well.
In wheelchairs.
Oh, wheelchairs. Oh.
What do you call two lesbians in wheelchairs?
A pair of Hot Wheels. Ain't a lesbian, but.
What? A pair of Hot Wheels? She's a stud.
Lesbo wheels. It's going to be something stupid. Y'all know how this goes.
No, now I want to know.
don't start that shit, bitch.
I know. All right.
And let's put this back on the top before we drop the whole. What?
That's fucked up.
Ooh.
Meals on Wheels.
No!
Meals on Wheels.
We did not write this joke, y'all. They trying to get us canceled.
Actually, I think that's a great joke.
This is the start of the year. Meals on Wheels.
No, this is 2024, all right? All the bullshit is leaving in 2024. I know tomorrow is New Year, new day, new us, but we still...
Today is New Year's. Today is New Year's Eve.
Yes,
damn, man. We should have wore New Year's Eve things. Happy New Year! 2025, what a year to be alive. That's our slogan for 2025, y'all. Damn, can you believe it? Bitch, you've been here a long time. Yo, you made it to 2025. Excel, you done been through everything. Afros, the Great Gatsby. What else she done been through? The Black Panthers, goddamn disco. Man, this girl, 90s, she done seen it all. Before computers. She was around with the phones on the backpack. She was around with the payphone. She was around with the spinning phone.
Some things you saying ain't a lie. So
damn.
The spinning phone is crazy though, bitch. That was disrespectful.
I was around with that too, though.
I wasn't.
Yes, you was. No, if I was, you was.
You want to know why you was? Because you grew up in your grandma's house.
Yeah.
All right, bitch, I didn't.
Yo, I was dating a motherfucker.
It was up on the wall?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm weak.
For sure. I feel like somebody in my family still got one of them things.
I know my when we go to my wife's mom house,
yeah,
they older, right? So like, I swear, and I love them to death, but I swear they probably kept that house the same for like 50 years. They literally been married for like 60 years, and like never I went moved. Upstairs in the hallway, they got that little phone and sitting in the hallway.
Yeah, I hope
wife wasn't calling one of her old bitches with that. Well, I'm going. Yeah, watch
hopefully now. She had a cell phone. He's getting on.
Hang up when you used to hang up on somebody. Click.
Oh, that hang up ain't nothing like a hang up.
I'm fucking weak.
Ain't nothing like a hang up. But yeah, y'all, we made it another year. This is the end of the year. It's New Year's Eve today. We have a party tonight. Gonna be lit.
If you are in Atlanta, y'all need to.
You should already have it planned out. You should already have your outfit. Come classy. Don't come in no looking crazy type of vibe. Step out fresh to death.
Somebody coming out like in sweats or something on New Year's Eve.
It's
like,
crazy.
How are you even starting your new year off like that?
It's crazy. It's given maybe you didn't know you was coming out or something. I'm gonna get a bit of
it's New Year's Eve. You should have always, like, if you're in the crib drinking wine.
Yeah.
You should be.
We might have to decline people because I definitely saw some pictures from last year. A whole full sweatsuit. I seen like 3 people in sweatsuits.
Okay. We declining.
Yeah. If you ain't dressed correctly. I got some big news for y'all today on the No Homo Show, okay? And if you on our Patreon, that means you're hearing it before the regular people hear it, okay? I am officially engaged!
My boy done grown up!
Hey, y'all saw it coming. I had to. The girl is just too goddamn... I can't let that go. I gotta get her wrapped up around my finger.
Hello?
Give me the paperwork.
Hello?
I need to shut that down immediately.
Hello?
She can't go nowhere. That's my baby!
No, congratulations. It's so crazy. Like, think about how ironic this is going. How I pull myself into this. But I'm like, we got the No Homo Show and we are both about, I'm married, but you about to be married. Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
We really are like.
I never even met, like, I mean, I met gay people, but gay people, gay married couples, but like, I haven't even really been friends with like a married couple.
I don't know. I think you and Tisha are the only. Yeah, only friends of mine that are actually married that are a gay couple.
Yeah.
Get the Angel Reese special at McDonald's now. Let's break it down. My favorite barbecue sauce, American cheese, crispy bacon, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun, of course. And don't forget the fries and a drink. Sound good?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I participate in restaurants for a limited time.
Oh my gosh, we're going to do marriage retreats together.
Yes!
Oh, y'all girlfriends?
Okay.
No.
We on a whole different level. We're wives.
I'm fucking weak. Okay? No, we're wives.
We're wives over here.
Nah,
bitch.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm happy for
to that
you.
Reception.
Okay, hello.
I'm going to be so drunk.
Hello.
Ooh, I can see it now.
Hello, I'm going to be drunk with you, so bitch.
Okay,
don't ask me, DJ. We got to outsource that okay?
I hope she don't do no over-the-top way. I mean, she can, but that's my next thing.
Oh, that's a whole... What I'm going to tell you is...
OnlyFans coming soon.
Yeah, bitch. You got to figure out a new source of income, because I know you're extra.
I am, and she's extra, too, so...
Yeah, because, I mean, even the shit I did, shit just adds up. Like... Yeah.
And your shit was so fun.
A phone bill. I mean, not a phone bill. took it out my account today. Hurt the pockets. You can tell. I was going to say a catering bill. Anyway, I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much.
I need y'all to go back. I'm going to tag the little fucking episode right around here where she's arguing with me about marriage. All right.
But I sure was.
I do got one question, and I think in a later episode we'll get really into it.
Yeah.
But what, outside of her being like a good chick, because I mean, she's obviously a good chick to you and stuff, but what make you be like, I want a good woman to you, all right? I'm ghetto.
Excel hood as fuck. Good
but
chick.
What make you want to be like, I want you to be my wife? I want to put my strap is only for you.
All right, first and foremost, where do I begin? I'm
okay.
Just starting to kind of get butterflies and blush a little bit.
I'm weak.
Brandy, I think, people think I'll be playing when I say this, but I think it's a Midwest connection that we really got going on as far as both being from Ohio. She's from Akron now. Okay. Akron is more rural, is that the word I'm looking for? Rural, like a rural area, than Cincinnati. We have more of a city. Akron's very small. Like, even though LeBron is from there, it's fucking crazy. Like, Akron is literally... very small. It's very small trenches. So I feel like that, us having like that Midwest energy, like we be on the same wavelength. Like we bougie, but we ghetto still. You feel me? Like the girls that I've dated in Atlanta in particular, like they just I don't know. They
too
ain't
bougie,
realistic.
Fake bougie. That's what I love. That's
like,
what I love.
On.
Like,
real.
Yeah, like, all right, we're going to have to pay. We're going to have to get this hotel tonight because everything else is $250.
Yes, exactly.
This is $100.
And she down for it. You
Hello?
Feel me? So, like, I feel like we always on the same page, always on the same vibe, always on the same frequency. And I really appreciate that we built our friendship first, because it really is like, you know, I'm about to marry my best friend. And I used to say that, but I never really meant that shit. With these other bitches, I ain't mean that shit. You bitches wasn't my best friend.
Okay.
You bitches was my enemy. You feel me? I didn't like you. I wanted to like you. I had so much hope. But that's a different story for a different day. But yeah, I just really feel
like... You snap.
That's my best friend. Like, and she just get it. Like, I like a person that just pay attention and know how to treat you without you having to coach them on how to speak for you and show up for you. Like, she just show up for me naturally. Like, I don't have to guide her. I love that she's confident. She trusts me. She ain't worried about being in the club to watch me. She's not texting me, asking me, you better not be on my... She's not doing no lame ass shit like that. You feel me? She's a motherfucking boss. And she a scientist.
Okay.
And the girl is smart, and I love me a smart little sexy little freaky little.
And thing. Y'all was just in the what's the magazine?
Oh, it was just a Cosmopolitan magazine. Shout out to Cosmopolitan. You feel me? We was a Cosmo couple. You feel me? Might be on a newsstand. Do people even still be looking at newsstands?
I ain't never.
They emailed me like, yeah, these are newsstands now. I'm like, we're in New York. I guess New York probably do be having
newsstands. Nah, they got like Walmart and shit.
Or like at the airport, I guess.
Maybe, bitch.
I ain't read a newspaper in mad long. Okay, but yeah, we was in Cosmopolitan. So
that's
yeah,
what's
we
about
to live our best life by getting a new little spot to live in. You feel me? So it's lit. You know your girl birthday coming up. Aquarius season. So, you know, I start the year out with the vibes. You feel me? So if you're around me like Excel, she be having a great year. Because she be around me in the start of her year.
All right. See, and now you're getting lost.
I have my birthday badge, and you know what I'm saying? January 25th, pull up on me in Atlanta, man. All
right, you getting lost in the...
My fault. It's my lit. Fault.
All right. That's dope.
Yeah. Cheers to that.
We're going to have...
Let's get drunk. Oh, we didn't even take our shot.
Oh, bitch, we didn't. I'm sorry, y'all. We just
probably 15 minutes in the episode.
Yo, I'm sorry, y'all. If y'all took y'all shot, we been drinking, all right?
Ooh, sorry, y'all. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Woo!
Woo!
Woo! It's still like, it ain't too bad. I just don't do shots.
It ain't too bad.
Hold up. I know y'all are enjoying the episode right now, but we want to talk a little more about shopstarship.com.
Yes, y'all. Listen, we always talking about Starship. And we going to keep talking about Starship. Why? Because you should go there like yesterday, okay? Whether you got a long-term relationship, whether you got a sneaky link, even if you just need personal needs.
Listen, I encourage y'all to go to their website because you're going to get the top of the top adult toys, all right? You need to add something new to that relationship, baby.
I'm telling you, sis.
Or, you know, just surprise your girl real quick.
Okay.
You know, so go to shopstarship.com right now.
Mm-hmm. You get 15% off with our code NOHOMOSHOW. 15% off NOHOMOSHOW.
Hope y'all have a good night.
Ow.
But I got that shit on. It's hot.
I got that shit on.
You ever look good? You can't take out not one piece of the outfit because you're just going to mess with the whole outfit. I cannot do that today.
That is a whole...
This bucket hat is
what's this called?
Hot. Velour.
No.
Corduroy.
Corduroy, bitch. You did that. You said, hey, babe, get that corduroy outfit out the closet. Hey.
I love a little two-piece.
Get my hat. Get my hat. Nah, that's cute. You did that. You did that. I love a little two-piece. I'm fucking with y'all. We're acting a fool today.
Oh, man. Hope y'all don't leave. I hope y'all still watching by now because he's crazy.
Nah, congrats, y'all. I'm so happy for you. And I think, honestly, Brandy is the best person I've seen you with.
Me too, man. Like when I really think about it, like,
yeah,
I did that. Shout out to me.
Yeah.
And her.
Yeah, no, shout out to both
of
y'all.
She asked me to be her girlfriend.
Okay, period. Okay. I would say, yeah. I know y'all want like a kid
we
and
do.
All that, but I would say enjoy marriage life,
girl,
for at least like a year.
You ain't got
I'm just saying, because some people are like, we're married, the next step is this. It's like, hold up. You're still young. You can still just fucking travel. And even though like a kid is great and all that, like it takes a lot.
Yeah.
So I do think like enjoying a little, I mean, of course we always been traveling, enjoying regardless, but like just at least a year, just some change after y'all get married. You know what I mean?
Change.
Yeah, just give it some time.
No, nah, that's a fact. Cause like realistically, I would be the stay-at-home parent.
Bitch, we just got a kitten. I'm the stay-at-home parent.
I cannot imagine me.
And yo,
as busy as I am, I need to really prepare myself mentally, schedulely.
But scheduling is great. But what's good is about her actually having like a real good job is that she would get
maternity leave for a good amount of time.
Yeah. And that's the one thing with us is like, we don't be having those benefits. It's like, yeah, my wife had the baby last week, but
text me everything y'all need.
Yeah, yeah, facts. But so
yeah. I'm wishing y'all the best too. Wishing y'all the best.
Thank you. You too, yes.
All right, y'all. So let's just talk about a lot of shit that happened this year, because there was a lot of shit that happened this year. Especially for us. We had a lot of viral moments. Shout out to y'all Gabies for helping us continue to go viral and to spread us around the world. You feel me?
Okay.
I'm talking about we like literally like in the UK.
It's
we
crazy.
In Africa. You feel me? We in Paris. You feel me?
Okay.
We out here in these streets, baby. So let's just go down the timeline of like some of the most controversial and like viral situations.
And I want to say this before we get into it.
Yeah.
I hate like those people that, first of all, shout out to everybody on YouTube and Patreon that really fuck with us and watch our full episodes. Mm-hmm. All right. It means a lot, because if you watch our full episode, you know, like it's really some game spit on here. You know what I mean? And we really learn a lot of stuff. Just like anything else on the internet, the crazy shit go viral.
Yeah.
So sometimes people that just follow us on IG or TikTok, you know what I mean? Just see like, they think we just talk crazy all the time. And it's like, nah, we be talking some real shit.
Yes.
And we're going to speak our mind. But, like, if you really tune into the episode, like, it's educational. It's informal. You know what I mean? So, shout out to y'all.
Yeah. Or if you even just learn our personality.
Yeah.
Like, how could you... You know we mean no malice up here, bro.
Yeah.
We have 110,000% good intentions. We do so much to even keep this train moving.
Okay.
For the community, y'all, like, so I agree, like,
and we open to,
y'all
and
really
we're open
us.
To listen to everybody's stories, like,
correct.
Like, if you do some shit that I think might be a little crazy, I might tell you, like, whoa, hold up,
right.
But I'm gonna listen to you and even get a, understand your perspective,
mm-hmm.
and be like, yo, it, like, not passing judgment on you, and I think that's our biggest thing, like, yo, if you want to suck dick on the side, hey, bitch, suck the dick the best you can.
Hold on, did the dick come in my mouth?
Hold on.
What
the fuck? Look at Carl. Damn,
somebody got a little hit out on me, bitch. Why start choking?
Britt, that's questionable.
That's crazy.
You about to be a married woman, all right? You better relax.
Yeah, nah, I agree, though. Like, we can agree to disagree.
Yeah.
We're not always going to have people on here, y'all, that y'all agree with what they're saying. But if they have a very unique point of view to where we just want to sit down and have an honest conversation, be transparent, put it all on the table, we might invite them up here, and that's okay, y'all.
And we're going to have fun with them. It ain't that deep.
Deep. Come on. Our community is the most judgmental against
it's
our own
crazy.
Selves,
crazy.
And we got to cut that out, especially like the OGs of the community. Like, y'all have to be more accepting to the new people that's coming around. Because even with like, scratch the gay shit, like the Gen Z people,
yeah.
Them motherfuckers think different.
Yeah.
In general. Like, I'm a little brother, I'd be like, all right, bet. That's different. But I'm like, I appreciate that you got your own thought process. So, like, just be more open-minded to people. Like, if you don't agree with them, it's okay. But you ain't got to, like, put no hate.
Yeah, and I think some older people think this shit is new and not. People are just more open to speak about it now.
Hello?
Like, this been here.
You just ate with that one.
Okay?
You just ate with that one.
And that's why I always say, like, on TikTok and stuff, like, the craziest thing is, like, the most people that maybe wouldn't be seen, like, in school and stuff, like, you would ignore them. Those are the people that, like, they're just being themselves and going the most viral. Well, whatever. If they like to play with a grown-ass man like to play with dinosaurs, he might have 100,000 people following him.
For real.
Playing with damn dinosaurs.
Literally.
And we don't get it, but it ain't for us to get. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I let her cook. Let her cook.
Clock that.
Okay.
Big Marco. Got up. Hey.
Bitch, I looked real dumb doing that.
Yeah,
all right, all right.
Cut,
all right. cut that out. Cut that out the episode. All right,
so let's start with January, the best month of the year. January is, like, the most best. It really should be the only month of the year.
That's crazy.
But I just feel like January is lit. Let's start with one of the first little beefs of the year with this person who always has a beef with almost everybody.
Always
has
a beef. It's crazy.
Lil Boosie.
All
right. So 2024, or maybe it was at the end of 2023. I'm not really sure. But The Color Purple came out. And there was a lesbian scene. And it's And Lil Boosie said, after all the scenes with the rape, after all the scenes with the cussing, after all the scenes with the drinking, after all the other toxic shit, he wanted to say, yo, I appreciate that lesbian scene in that movie. And our girl T.S. Madison popped out.
What she said?
They had to put Boosie in his motherfucking...
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Let's take it back to the beginning of how it all had began. Let's put it, I hope we have it in sequence. We do. There we go. So I had made a post and I had stated in this post, it may be too small for your eyes to see, but if you follow me on Instagram, you'll be able to see. I said, you sat through this, you sat through that, you know, you sat there with your daughter while Mr. enslaved Seeley to cook and clean his nasty house with his children. You sat there with your daughter and watched Mr. beat, sexually destroy, and drag Seeley all over the floor. You sat there with your daughter and watched Mr. bring the side chick into the house with Seeley. But then you got up to leave when you saw Seeley finally find love and compassion and some sort of temporary relief from Mr.'s prison. Then you try and come to social media and bring the "what about the kids, man" campaign that you've been on and attempt to use God to justify you and the people who stand with you to, they call us delusional. Sir, the character you play in real life is Mr. The daddy, the pastor, and all the other men who abused Seeley in that movie and have the nerve to finally be concerned about what a kiss would do to influence your daughter. There is truly some intervention needed in your life to sort out some of the homosexual demons you're fighting. Hashtag shift the concern this year, 2024. Hashtag the color purple.
And for the record, y'all, like, we definitely invited his daughter up here. Mm-hmm. We're going to work that out with Ivy's. But
I would let her get up here.
I would love to, too, because...
And T.S. Madison.
Yes.
Who stood up for us. Yeah. And always does. I really want to sit down with T.S.
Yeah.
That'll be a good one. Y'all got to go ahead and tag T.S. Madison right now. Tell her to come up to the No Homo show.
She be in Atlanta, too.
She do be in Atlanta, bro. I really feel like we can get that one locked in. I would say for 2025, T.S. Madison, I think... I'm going to manifest. She's going to be here in 2025.
And we're going to
put this clip back on the episode when she's up here, sitting over there, and we getting all up in her business.
I'm with that.
Okay, period.
But I do think the crazy thing is,
yeah,
sometimes I find myself at, like, looking at it from, like, just me kind of growing up with some hood motherfuckers and just, like, sweeping it under the rug to, like, hold up. I got the No Homo show. Like, we do parties for the community. Yeah. Like, damn, should I say something about this? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I understand both sides. Like, I'll be like, yo, he just, because I know gay people that work with this motherfucker. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Literally.
I don't know what it is, but it's definitely deeper than what he's making it seem. Like, something.
It gotta be something there.
A bitch you love. Might be with a stud.
There gotta be something there.
Something.
There gotta be something there.
Something.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it,
it's deeper than what's you on just the outside. Yeah.
He got something internally against.
And I mean, obviously, his daughter's a lesbian, but like, it's deeper than that. Like, it's deep. It's deep.
Yeah. But thank you, Miss T.S. Madison, for reading the fuck out of Lil Boosie. We want to give a major shout out to RuPaul from winning an 8th Emmy this year. Now, I did not know that RuPaul been outside this freaking long.
Yes.
I think when we was doing our Pride episode in June and we was talking about, you know, like, just Pride and things like that, I saw, like, old-ass pictures and shit of RuPaul out here doing the damn thing.
Yeah.
RuPaul won an 8th Emmy this year in January.
Putting on.
You bitches ain't got no Emmys.
Holy shit, you went hard.
Lil Boosie, you ain't got no Emmy.
Ooh. Wipe me down.
Okay. I look like that song though, but you be pissing me off.
It's crazy. As much as he be talking shit, I can't get past that song.
Can't get past that.
God damn.
Say that out.
Yeah.
We'll see, you be pissing me off because like, I fuck with your music, bro. It's like, damn, why you gotta be so ignorant? Also, I want to shout out So this ain't even a shout out, but Lil Nas X, like, let's talk about him real quick. What has been up with Lil Nas X? So in January, Lil Nas X, after a hiatus, came out with Jay Christ. Now, he faced a lot of backlash because, of course, he's gay. And not even just that. The last video, he was twerking on the devil. And then in January of this year, he's coming back out as Jesus Christ.
The crazy thing, I think we covered that last Jay year Christ. Recap.
Yeah. We covered with the devil. Yeah. Now we covered it with Jesus.
I just think...
Is it a gimmick?
Like, I think people ain't falling for the gimmick. And it's like, bro, if you talented, like, don't use your gayness to fund your whole career. Right. Like, don't make everything a stunt.
Yeah.
I'm too grown to, like, do clout shit, but I can understand how, like, yo, if this shit went viral, I'm gonna do it again, or I'm gonna do it the opposite way. But I really just hope that, like, he just... And he's young. Young as fuck. Young. I just hope he just, like, just be him.
Yeah, man. And just... But I love Lil Nas X. He's so cute. But he be doing just the craziest shit. But also, you seen how the year went for him. Like, nobody since then took him serious. Really didn't want to hear him out. Even if he tried to, like, drop new music. Like, recently, I think, in the last, like, month or two, he tried to drop some new shit. It ain't really sticking like that.
Because
once you... The devil was one thing. Because everybody be on that devil shit. But now you playing with Jesus?
We not falling for
it. I think you get more... backlash when you actually do some like Jesus, because remember you had the blood and the shoes and the Satan and the
bro. I'm good on all that. I love God. I ain't messing with that.
You was bugging this year.
Y'all got to stand
up here too.
Like motherfuckers got to stand on morals. Like outside of the clout shit, like stand on let there be some shit you just don't do because you got morals.
Yeah. Do y'all think Lil Nas X went too far with the Jesus Christ? Let us know with the Jay Christ. It was called Jay Christ, not Jesus Christ. Okay. I'm going to speed past this next one. So, Victoria Monet came out. She been bisexual, but she spoke on being bisexual this year in January. Gayle King asked her about it. People wasn't feeling that because, Gayle, I'm here to talk about my music.
Gayle done did that to Megan, too. Gayle is messy,
ooh,
bitch.
Gayle, messy. Well, let's talk about Gayle and Oprah, bitches. Y'all fucking or what?
Hello.
That's the word of black, too, this year. Hello. I ain't gonna say that, though. I know they just best friends, but I do think that was kind of messy. Do you think she should have asked about her sexuality during, like, a platform like that?
Gayle trying to go viral like everybody else.
Damn. I do think some shit is just like, why would you ask for Megan this year? Why would you ask me if I'm fucking Tory? And then why would you ask me about my bisexuality? What that got to do with my music?
I get why she asked Megan about fucking Tory, but I also get why Megan lied. Like, I don't think Megan lost any credibility.
Megan's an Aquarius. All
right. I'm like, bitch, hold up. I wasn't prepared for you. Because there's some bitches... If you ask me, did I fuck him? No. And I know I did one time. You know you did, Britt.
It ain't happen. And Megan's an Aquarius. So if we say it ain't happen, it ain't happen. I erased that whole thing out my memory. I don't even remember that night.
Hey, don't. But shout out to Victoria Monet for keeping 100, though.
Yeah, shout out to Victoria Monet. She is a really beautiful woman. That's a piece
you a married
of art
woman.
Right
you
I'm
a married
woman.
I mean, engaged woman.
I'm an engaged woman, but I can still appreciate a beautiful woman.
Hello.
Right there. Shout out to her.
Say that's a piece of art. Crazy.
Hey, now last for January, something that happened.
Yeah, we still in January.
We still in January, the best month. All right, so we're going to go to Sasha Santana versus Miss Netta. What happened to Miss Netta this year, y'all? She was up here. That's why you can't let that clout shit get to your head. I want Miss Netta up here too. I ain't saying she let the clout get to her head, but she let the clout get to her head.
You try.
She the clout. That's why you gotta be humble in any and every quit.
Girl, that's a whole nother conversation, and we never even had that conversation yet.
Oh, we. But that's why you gotta be humble, y'all. Listen. If you somebody and one day you go viral and your life changes in a split 60 second.
Okay.
Please stay humble because just like this, it can be gone.
Yeah.
Miss Netta and Charles, I ain't really seen nothing in the last quarter of 2024 from them. But in the beginning, they was everywhere.
Or nothing positive in the last
or nothing
half
positive.
Of the year.
Yeah, they was going in on how she was talking to people, how she was talking to her husband, vice versa. They was on Zeus a few times throughout the year. But in the beginning of the year, Sasha Santana was flirting with Charles. And do you think this is off bounds? Like, if you out there with your husband, is it off limits for somebody to be flirting With your husband.
I mean, at first, she did it jokingly. She's like, oh, so since you said my man looked good, why don't you battle me in the cook-off? That could have been a whole thing, like a whole little stunt thing. You know what I mean? Like, everybody would have been tuned in, too. You know what I mean? Yeah, like.
I would have tuned in.
But I do think Miss Netta, like, I have seen a lot of clips where she been really rude. Like, everybody's here for me. And it's like, yo. We all need to remain, like, we need to be confident, but remain humble, okay? Because
when the game tips off, the NBA action is just beginning on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because FanDuel is your home for NBA live betting. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Girl, what? I still want Miss Netta up here.
I want her up here so bad because I just want to talk to her because she is Charles.
Is she still saying that?
I don't know. I haven't seen nothing in the last.
Charles ain't been fed in 6 months.
Charles is starving. Is you good, Charles? Is you out there? Because, child, I don't know. All right, let's go to February. So, February for us, we went really viral with our blind date.
Okay.
With Miss, with Madam Jelly, Ayana Sky,
Nicole
Lovely, and Tanya.
We're revealing our bachelor. Let him know who you are.
Hey!
What you think about our ladies here?
How they looking?
They all beautiful.
Yes.
I told you we weren't going to feel you on that
yes.
one.
Yes. First of all, tell them your name.
Madam Jelly.
Madam Jelly.
Madam what?
Now, a lot of y'all, this pissed y'all off. That Madam Jelly.
And y'all, none of this shit is scripted, y'all.
It's not.
We don't do no scripted
people
shit.
People just show up.
The crazy thing is, the day before, we had somebody else lined up as the main person that was going on dates.
We did.
Last minute, they said they couldn't make it. And we like, yo, let's hit up Madam Jelly because everybody loved her on the episode.
Yeah.
So literally the day before, and I'm thankful for her to be like, yeah, I'm down last minute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out to Madam Jelly for sure.
But everything that went on that episode, it was super entertaining.
We were just here to ask the questions.
If you didn't watch it, you definitely got to watch it.
Yeah.
But
Madam Jelly really, like, a lot of y'all was rubbed the wrong way. And, like, we just saying, hey, don't charge it to us. You know what I'm saying? People come here, they going to say what they want to say. We ain't telling people to do nothing, be extra. We ain't telling them nothing,
damn,
y'all.
Damn, is it given 2025 we got to put up a disclaimer in the beginning?
We might have to.
I hate those damn disclaimers.
I seen that the other day on somebody's show, and I was like, we might have to start doing
y'all
that.
Y'all know we not responsible
it's just for entertainment. All right. But a lot of y'all was feeling kind of way about that. Now, they even had a follow-up date later on because Ayana Scott won that date.
And that was not scripted.
And that was not scripted neither.
And me and Britt literally set up two cameras.
We were watching it like y'all was watching it.
Yes. And we like, did she say that? Hold up. Did she throw money on her?
Yeah. We was like how y'all watched it on YouTube. We watched it in live. And our reactions were real reactions. But let us know if we should do that again this year. And if so, who should we put on a blind date this year?
Who do y'all want us to put on a blind date? Put it in the comments because we really read these comments. And when y'all see some of us respond,
I got some candidates. Should I say it a lot?
Yeah.
All right. I think we should put Monty on a blind date.
Ooh.
I think that'll be well.
And I know who should be on the other side too.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't say it.
No.
Why am I? Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice. Y'all know February coming up.
Yeah.
I think we should do Glamazante.
Ooh. Hold
and,
up.
And we should do Amari, too. We put both of them on a blind date.
Okay.
We put Amari on a blind date. Shamar.
Shamar is
Big
great.
Marco! Now, Shamar is, he might be married by now. You know he got engaged.
Oh, girl.
Actually, Shamar was in February, too.
Let's talk about Shamar.
Shamar.
Y'all know we interviewed Shamar.
Big Marco!
Before the hits.
Before the hit. Let's be very fucking clear. And one thing I want to say about Shamar when he came up here is that even though he has a disability, you could tell he's still a human being. He done been through real shit. He's talking about, you know, how he was raped, how he was molested, how he lost his mother. So even though a lot of people like to pick on him on the internet because he has a speech impediment or whatever, he really is a human being that been through real life shit, like was really out here on these streets, homeless, like, and really made it to having a dope single with Fendi. Now, I don't know what happened earlier this year with Fendi and Shamar. Did you see that?
Yes.
Was that real?
Hold on. What was it?
So apparently y'all know the Clock That song. Shamar and Fendi came out with the song. I don't know what happened, but one day I got on Instagram and I saw Fendi replaced Shamar with Soulja Boy. Mm. Because apparently, allegedly, Shamar was saying, I made the song. That song wouldn't be hot without me. Kind of, you know, clocking his own tea. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see that. But I did see a post from Shamar that said, I want to read it all out.
Go ahead.
Let me go ahead and read that out. Because I'm not here to, you know,
no,
to misquote nobody. Okay. So let me go ahead and find the post real quick.
While she's looking for the post, I'm going to say this.
Wi-Fi sucking.
When we had Shamar on our episode, I want to be the first to say, like, you can tell on our episode, we was not trying to make fun of him or anything. Where a lot of platforms really try to make him look uneducated and all that. But we really wanted to give him a platform to hear his side of the story outside of, like, the viral shit.
Yeah, for sure.
And where a lot of stuff, like, stuff be funny, but a lot of times people was laughing at him. And really, we was really trying to, like, get his side of the story. And, you know, he cussed up a storm.
He sure did. And y'all said y'all couldn't really understand him, but we try to put captions on there. Right,
yeah, so. I was editing them captions, like...
Yeah, because, I mean, he was saying some real shit, though. Yeah. Shamar's word, and people really think. All right, so this is what his captain said. They come out to see me. My shows be sold out. I'm popping without her. Stop playing on my name. I've been popping before that and still is. And I got booking this year, so clock that T, boo. I don't have to pay for views and followers, boo. I'm star myself, and that big facts. When I hit all the city, they come out to see me and still on tour.
He right. Shamar he right. Types, like I got
figure it out. Shamar types like, yo, be texting.
I hate you.
I
okay.
didn't say anything you said, but you know, right. Yo, fuck punctuality. Fuck, y'all get what I'm saying. So basically, that's him popping the shit. Now, I think because of something like that, she put Big Draco, which it was kind of like from Big Marco to Big Draco. Kind of was, Fendi wants you up here too. But I was just like, man, that's why you got to be humble. And I hope that ain't really happen. I don't know if it's a gimmick.
So I also seen, that's why I asked you what did he say? Because I also seen a clip where he was talking about, like, after the song blew up, like, he wanted to, like, try to, like, what's up with the money? And first thing first, being in the music industry, like, we know you got to clear those papers and all that before a song blow up. Sometimes people just make music and don't think it's about to be nothing. And when blow up, be like, hold up, where's my money at? Or, like, you know, so for that business side, that needs to be handled before a song blow up. If y'all don't, it's y'all fault.
Because that song did blow up, though.
Yeah, but I can say, although I loved how they did the song, I love how Fendi was first because, like, as a DJ, all right, I could play that. When Marco get on, I think his dance and shit is what made that song. But it is also, like, not that sensitive on the ears.
You better clock that.
So I like how they orchestrated it, but I do think, like, he ironically, I don't want to say ironically, that sounds fucked up, but like his verse did help that record.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, just that's what made it go viral. Mm-hmm. Not on the song side, but like on the TikTok side. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Even when you go to like the sound, it's really his part.
Well,
not Soulja Boy's part, but at first it was his part.
If I play in a club, do you want to hear Soulja Boy?
I like how he wrote that beat, pause.
Soulja Boy?
I like how he wrote it.
So it's people, when I play that song, are people still doing the Shamar dance?
Oh, absolutely.
See, that's how you feel.
They're still going to do that. Yeah, yeah.
Hold up, bitch. Yeah. I ain't on there no more. Y'all better do the...
Now I seen them trying to do the little... But it's still like, you know... Shamar got to be humble, man, you know, because...
Shamar, you're not booking out shows.
They do be booking Marco.
No,
I ain't say here and get booked, yeah, but yeah. Like, don't make it like look like you're booking out concerts.
Right.
Like,
not arenas, yeah.
Sorry.
Vinny had him in some good places.
I'm saying people are probably coming out to see Marco. No diss.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, humble.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to get Vinny up here to Garrett's side of the story too, because like I said, even at one point, I saw her speak out and say, you know, his manager was trying to take advantage of his percent on the song, and I made it correct. So I don't really know what happened, y'all.
And he talked about having a manager playing him on our show.
Here, yeah. Aww.
Y'all going to go back and watch all these episodes.
Yeah, y'all got to. Clock Shout out to Big Marco. All right, we're going to speed past it a little bit. So we have Woody up here.
Woody Woo.
Shout out to the Hoochie Daddies. Y'all got to check that episode out. That was in March. Y'all got to, you know what I'm saying, tune into that. We got to get Woody back up here as well. If y'all want to see Woody, comment and say Woody Woo. And we might be making an appearance.
We need to.
This year on one of them.
I watched their reunion.
Snatties.
I would really like to talk to Woody because I watched the reunion I do get, obviously I don't know how paperwork is, but just being in the industry, yeah. I do get how like people see like, oh, our show did this many views, we need to get paid, when like to record anything costs hundreds and thousands of dollars.
That's what people don't understand. This shit costs to even make it happen.
Yeah.
So you see millions of views, I might not even have recouped any of my money that I invested to even be.
I hate
Asia's running. I haven't even made my money back that I invested into making this show. Like, she be having Airbnb. She be bringing special guests on there. She has a crew, sound, lighting, like, all that shit add up.
But even outside of that, I'm going to give y'all some, like, YouTube business, all right? Okay, so, like, even for us, some episodes, craziest thing is, some of our biggest episodes, mm-hmm. you can't even monetize them because we talked about a strap or a dildo, let alone maybe them fighting on their episodes. So like, as much, just be, views don't turn into dollars all the time. Just like how like followers don't turn into dollars all the time.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? So I think like people, and then outside of the actual recording and shit, promotion, marketing, like people don't understand
don't
that
stop.
Where I do
that post-production be crazy.
Yeah. Like, so I would love to talk to Woody about all that. I could go into
and
it.
We
but
did too a little bit because she had the same season issue one. With the first season. But I think that when y'all get on these shows, just for anybody that ever want to be on a reality show, like, don't go into it like thinking about how much money you can make. Think about what you're going to do after the show, because that's how a lot of people fall off. They don't capitalize on them being viral in that moment. Get your merch,
mm-hmm.
get your club bookings, do whatever you got to do in that moment to keep yourself relevant, because right, like, as soon as it drops and it's out, you popping. A lot of people, once that shit, you don't hear nothing from them.
And that's, you got to, instead of seeing that as like, damn, I should get paid, you should look at it as free promotion, because it costs a lot just to promote yourself
to this
many people. Yeah, facts.
And y'all got to know y'all business, man. So if y'all want to get into the TV shit, just know that, okay? Now, also between March and April, we went viral with Lil Duval. He posted a clip of the No Homo show. We were talking about being tired from strapping a girl down. Charlamagne Tha God commented. He said, I want to sign them to Black Effect Podcast and name them SWV.
You fucker.
Studs with a Vengeance. Now, look, Charlamagne, we ain't going to change our name. But we definitely trying to get over there to the Black Effect, okay?
Hello?
Tag Charlamagne. We've been telling y'all to tag Charlamagne because where the fuck he been since that clip?
Yeah.
Charlamagne, I know you busy. You on your mental health kick. You on your Breakfast Club. You got your one-on-ones. You got your Dumber Than Dummy podcast. What is called the shit? Two Idiots podcast. What do you got?
Yeah, something.
Like, you got brilliant idiots.
Brilliant.
Charlamagne, come get your studs. Charlamagne loves studs.
But
and Lil Duval do too.
The thing I do hate, right? That like, I hope that's not the only clip he fucking seen.
Right.
Because now you just think we're just talking crazy and all this. We're like, yo, we're really educating the community. That's mm-hmm. the shit that pissed me off. But fuck it. Yeah. If we're going to go viral, we're going
to
go viral.
Okay, period. All right? Shout out to Lil Duval.
I don't care. Yeah, because he said some petty shit, too.
Yeah, I don't even remember the caption, but he said some
crazy
shit. And
something with him, oh, you had all the straight men. And now anytime we post something, people tag his ass, too. It's crazy. But like, hey, viral to me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
For real.
But I'm down with checking out Black Effect. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Black Effect. Tag at See the God. Tell him to bring us home. His first studs, his first gay platform. We want to be over there.
Bring us home. Look, it's crazy.
Come get us, daddy. No homo.
I hate her.
Woo! All right, y'all. Now, earlier this year, we also went viral for the STD strap.
That was crazy.
I protect myself. Even when I'm using my strap on, I still put condoms on the drink because I know I got bitches that I do hit raw. And you can actually curry certain shit back. I've been in them situations, too.
What you mean? You've been in that situation.
Man, I had a joint tell me I gave her a trick. And I was like, girl,
she told you gave her something?
Y'all blocked her. And the main joint that I was hitting said that I did gave her the same thing on my mother. Got the joint tested. It had
bitch, you passing out STD?
You are a man. You are a nigga. You are a nigga.
Hold up.
You got girls talking about you gave her shit.
Hold up. You passed the STD on with a strap?
I didn't have anything. The strap had it, and I got rid of it once I realized it was on it. It was on it, not me.
I never knew. Now I heard about it. You know what I'm saying? Because it just the common. I think that just common sense to me. Like, just protect yourself with sex. Don't think that just because the same sex you can't catch something. Right. But I never actually knew. Did y'all know that people straps was catching STDs? I didn't know till that episode.
I knew it was possible, but I thought, bitch, why you don't just clean this shit?
Crazy. Crazy.
But apparently, I want to bring somebody up here because I don't want to speak like uneducated about this, but like she said she cleaned the strap. So I want to know what it takes. And of course, I would say like if you boil in there or something, like you're cleaning bacteria because you can boil raw meat.
Ain't no, ain't no way she cleaned it. She might have rinsed it and dried it.
Air dried it, bitch.
Air dried it. Imagine that. On a dick. Blowing on a dick.
Right. First of all, you just choked on some shit earlier. And you blowed on and you're engaged.
The more I drink, the more I think. Say no, I'm like,
bitch, that ain't make no sense, but it made a lot of sense.
At all. But yeah, no, that was crazy. Like literally that clip went viral it happened around April, May. It was viral getting comments up until maybe like October,
yes.
September.
And she was commenting on everyone. No, she was, hey, the clapback was shout out to Vita Venom for giving us a dope episode. And keeping it 100 because I'm gonna be real. Like, I appreciate her putting it out there like that. Yeah. And and although she was like that, she blocked the girl that she burnt. That was crazy. Like, girl.
Acting like a nigga. That's some nigga shit. Burn a bitch and then block the bitch. Like, ah,
yeah, that's fucked up.
Or get a bitch pregnant and block her. Ooh.
Not your...
I know some niggas did that.
Oh, my God.
That's sick.
But, no, so, like, shout out to her for keeping 100. That shit definitely went up. People still commenting on that, so, yeah.
We launched our tour this year, y'all. 2025, the tour will be back. So, comment and let us know where y'all wants to come. 2024 tour was amazing.
I think that was my highlight of 2024 because just, like, that just... That was just crazy, our vision. You know what I mean? And shout out to Girly, the CEO, our production manager. But like, y'all, it's me, Britt, and Girly, the CEO that was helping us produce this. Yeah. It was just us, and we were literally hitting cities.
Yeah. Come on, Papa. If you've been with your girl longer than a year, make some noise. Yeah. Okay. Because that's like 10 years of lesbian time, okay?
Did that. Like, that was a really dope experience.
Yeah.
It even set us up to curate our events better because we were also doing like weekly events, but because we couldn't be in Atlanta every week, we had to start doing pop-up events, which actually helped us out.
Yeah.
And now we're throwing bigger and better events. You feel me?
Hello.
So the tour 2025, make sure y'all stay tuned. Comment where y'all want us to come because we might just pop on your city.
I think we just gonna do it bigger and better this year. We learned so much from last year, and almost every show was sold out. Good vibes at every city. The craziest thing is New York showed out, and that was the one that we was like, hold up.
Yeah.
But everybody showed out. It was fun. DC showed out, so we appreciate y'all.
Some honorable mentions real quick, people who we had on the show, Red and Lil' Bit, one of our top performing episodes. Go check that out. And we're going to get Red and Lil' Bit back up here again because they got star energy like crazy.
I love them.
We was getting so drunk up here.
I love them.
I was like, oh, I love a little toxic little thing.
Red should be a comedian.
No, Red is fucking hilarious.
Hell yeah.
I fuck with Red the long way. You feel me? Amber's Closet, the GOAT. You feel me? Without Amber's Closet, we'd probably also be in that closet.
Oh, bars. Bitch, not me. Okay, outside.
Never came out. Came out in blue. Came out in the sailor hat. Came out in this here cloud. Blue as can be, you feel me? But also this year, We had a transgender man who was pregnant.
We not
my
playing.
Good friend Kyrie.
And Kyrie.
And the baby is here.
Baby's here.
She's born. Her name is Corey. His baby daddy name is Corey. His name is Kyrie. The girl name is Corey.
I love so, it.
But it's like how you spell his name, Kyrie. But the baby's here.
I love. Can we post a picture? We're gonna have to ask.
Yeah,
Kyle.
I'll ask to get a picture.
But I do love the fact that he was so open and transparent and even
transparent.
Okay,
look at trans ass. Okay. Look trans. Shout out to trans man.
Him and Hollywood, like, just the craziest thing is, like, it seems so different to us, but once we talk to him, like, it just felt like a regular couple.
Yeah.
And I love that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where some people, I'm gonna be honest, some mm-hmm. people that we reach out to, they, I don't know if it's because of our viral clips or what, but they think, like, we trying to, like, I don't want to say make fun of what they, like, we're trying to shine light on what your relationship right. is and get the real transparent thing. You yeah. know what I'm saying? So I'm happy that they came through and just kept it 100. And I yeah. think that helped a lot of people understand, like, yo, it's just love. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Because that is not your common dynamic, mm-hmm. but it's something that definitely can exist where you have a cisgender man and a transgender man in a relationship. And the transgender man can get pregnant yes. if he is female to male. So shout out to my dog for living in your truth. Because Kyrie ain't never been scared to do what the fuck he wanted to do.
I love that.
No fucking baby out here. One thing that I really appreciated that I learned this year. Our good friend Zuri came up here. And she told us that you can still have good sex without having an orgasm. Since that okay. conversation, do you feel like that is true? Have you had sex for you to have an orgasm?
I mean,
is that heated dick? We need a follow-up on the heated dick. I got so many questions right now.
All right. This is the thing. Lecture. All right. So this is the thing. It took longer for it to arrive than I thought it would. All right. And I haven't used it yet. This is the thing with it. The crazy thing is when we posted it, everybody was like, send me the link.
No, y'all was going crazy. Made me want to create my own dick.
First of all, I need an affiliate link with that.
We need to get our own heated dick. The way y'all was in them comments.
Starship. We need to have a meeting with Starship.
Immediately.
Actually. All right, what I could say with this, this is the reason I ain't use it yet, all right? Mm. The tip of it feels like realistic, right?
Yeah.
But the rest of it, since I guess the heat is going through the center, it's very hard. Mm. Like, too hard. Like, it don't bend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stiff.
Yeah. Where it's like, yeah. And then it don't heat that. It took very long. Like, I did a little test. I plugged the bitch in.
You got
a
preheat dick.
Yeah, it took very long. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, damn, I got to warm this shit up before I even turn my girl on. Hold up. This take a lot of thought. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, preheating the dick is crazy.
Yeah. So I think we have something on our hands.
Yeah.
It just wasn't that. But I haven't tried it yet. So it's given really, like, sit on a dick.
Oh.
Or let me hear from the back.
Oh,
it ain't giving like working it because it looked like it's hard. Yeah.
You don't want no hard ass, stiff ass dick.
And then I was like, should I return this back to China?
That'll be crazy. The shipping probably cost more than a dick.
Hello, bitch, it did. Cause I tried to do expedite that shit.
That's the one thing. And then them terrorists about to hit y'all dumb ass. Y'all people that fucking voted for Trump, you dumb bitches. Y'all ain't about to get none of y'all. But y'all, she not $6 no more. That's bitch, more up. Like 46. Dumb, stupid ass girl.
Damn, you seen the most mad.
What? Oh, my shit going out?
No. Oh. I was saying, like, you had a scene.
I don't got a scene, bitch. Wow, bro. She be trying to be shady. This ain't Sheen, bro. This boo, man. It probably the same people, though. Hey, boo, bashing over them. Yeah. Same nigga, different company name.
But sometimes I'll be surprised like with the quality. Sometimes.
Oh, yeah, they shock you sometimes.
No, sometimes. Boohoo, I did them like years ago, and I didn't. Everything was very cheap quality. Paper. I don't know if it's changed. But Fashion Nova sometimes be really good quality.
Yeah, it's a hit or miss, for
okay.
sure.
Now. You ain't gonna get them 50% off Texas from Fashion Nova.
Yeah, not. So we don't get that heated dick made in the U.S. for y'all. So y'all ain't got to pay them the extra fees.
We need to have a meeting with Starship.
Yeah, we're going to hit up Starship. Okay. All right, just a few more things before we end this episode, okay? Something that, some more viral things, okay? So next up, we had a very controversial episode. Two of them, okay? We hit y'all back to back and y'all was really on us. Some people were really on us about us, okay? So first of all, we had straight men up here for the first time ever.
Oh, dumb comments.
Y'all did not like that. And to me, it just kind of made me feel like some of y'all just don't like men in general, even to give them a chance to speak how they really feel towards certain things and to be in a space where you could say, that's wild, but I'm going to agree to disagree with you and I'm going to move on. Some people were in the comments like, what is the point of this conversation? They're so disrespectful. But it's like, yo, they just really speaking how they,
you know what,
how they feel.
What comment pissed me off the most is when we posted it, somebody said, oh, I can tell y'all running out of content.
How?
Just because, first of all, bitch, we got 7 episodes already in the back.
What's even more crazy is when we first started this show and before we even had this set, I think like 2020... When we first had the idea of the No Homo Show, one of our ideas was we want to have straight people on the show to have a not like a debate, but a conversation about how they perceive the community and us to inform them of how like shit really is.
And I
run out of content.
Hello? Did we run out of gay people?
No.
Okay, as long as
we're gay motherfuckers on the planet. Come on, man.
Stop playing. But the craziest thing is I was happy we had men that spoke openly about how they felt.
Me too. Even though
some of it was ignorant, like it allowed us to correct the straight community.
Yeah.
Now that's the thing that we be so in our feelings that like the straight community be like, yeah. I am afraid to even say gay. I'm afraid to ask, should I ask your pronouns?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And right. Like we really wanted to get a straight perspective. So,
y'all ate them up.
Y'all did. I mean, they had a rough week.
But I respect them for like promoting it, accepting our collabs, for engaging with y'all in the comments. But like we were saying earlier, like we need to all come together, regardless of our race, our gender, our sexual preference. Like we just be in a space where like I can agree to disagree with you, and that be it. It's not really called for all the hate. Some comments was really just like, I can tell you don't like men in general. Yeah. You don't want to hear shit a man got to say because you just don't like men.
You're talking about, I'm disgusted by this. And it's like, bro, it's not that deep.
It's true, bro. That's how he feel. If he feel like studs want to be men, that's how he feel. I know that that shit ain't true.
And we
spoke
up.
But I'm not about to sit up here like, yo, you dumb as fuck. You ignorant. You disrespect. Like, nah, it is what it is. So everybody who was open-minded to it and who appreciate the fact that we have a platform, we can have those kind of conversations. Thank y'all.
Yeah.
Everybody else. Let.
The crazy thing is some people did say like they loved it. They loved the conversation. So it was like love and hate. And that's how you know those are the good episodes for real. Hello?
Now this next one.
When you write in a paragraph.
This last one.
What's the last one?
I'm tired of talking about it.
After
we say it right here, I don't want to talk about it no more.
We letting it go in 2024?
We letting it go in 2024. Right. Bisexual studs. Okay. All right. Now, where do I want to start? Because this conversation is just very controversial, just from every aspect to every platform that it's ever been talked about on, even outside of our show. We had Saint up here, okay? Now, let me explain something about Saint. We never met her before that.
Mm-hmm.
She literally came that day, and we learned about her as the episode was happening. I didn't know that it was like a clickbait thing.
For her?
Yes. You think?
Okay.
I thought she really was into men.
Before
out, she was just doing it for her content.
Yeah, but there's some shit I just wouldn't do for content.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what he was telling her.
Yeah.
And now a lot of y'all was like, oh, y'all knew it was a gimmick. I was saying some comment. Not a lot of y'all said that, but some people was like, y'all knew it was a gimmick, y'all. I literally in the episode, I was like, oh, so you just did it for, she like, yeah, they keep feeding into it. I'm going to keep putting it out there.
Yeah. And then I'm like, bitch, if you sucking a dick, then you sucking a dick.
Sucking a dick is different. Jacking the dick off, sucking the dick, fucking the dick is three different tiers.
But from her perspective, it's like, yo, where she lived, there's not jobs like that. So damn, if I'm paying,
well, she can suck dick and get paid.
Yeah, like, I mean, work harder than smarter than harder. Okay, right? Bitch, I ain't mad at it. Yeah. Look,
your money.
But the thing is, we ain't never out here to play nobody. Like, we'll give you the platform to tell your side and your perspective.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we meeting people, like you said, for the very first time.
We don't do no pre-screening. We don't go over questions in advance.
Okay.
This Hello? Is not no planned out shit. This is a genuine conversation. This
Swing
is
that not, bucket hat.
This is not an interview, y'all. We just sitting here talking and learning about a person literally in real time. With y'all.
Yeah.
So when she came up here and she said all that, you know what I'm saying? I respect that's how she get her money, bro. I'm not trying to downplay her or nothing. If anything, I'm trying to understand more. But she appreciated the episode. Some people thought that it was
But the crazy
whatever.
Thing is, ain't
I don't fucking know.
You know what 2024 taught me?
Yeah.
Anything really dope or like great, there's going to be people that love it and hate it.
That's so true.
You know what I'm
Can't
saying?
Can't please everybody.
Like, think about Beyonce. Like, people literally go out their way to talk bad about Beyonce.
And she's that bitch.
You know what I'm saying? That, like, so it just made me realize as long as they talking, we good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it is crazy because, like,
yeah. You
just can't please motherfuckers.
You can't. And then the whole thing with just saying the two words together, bisexual stud, and everybody, you know, reinforcing the fact that a stud is a black dominant lesbian.
Fuck that. I think you can still be a bisexual.
We
stud.
Get that, but now, like I was saying earlier, we got the Gen Z's out here, y'all. We got the new age people. I'm not Gen Z, I'm a millennial. You were ACBC. You're not Gen Z.
I'm a millennial.
You're ACBC before Christ. All right. So we gotta just be open-minded to it. We appreciate the history behind everything, and that's just one thing, but it's like, just lighten up, y'all. 2025, we're going to keep dropping controversial content, so.
Hey, get ready. Buckle up.
I know what y'all want us to do. We're here to just be real with y'all. Like, that's all we can do. We not no fake-ass bitches.
Hello?
You not no fake Boricua.
Yo, soy Boricua.
You the realest Boricua.
Now that you say that, I don't know if you just seen my story, right?
What you said?
But, y'all, I had a doctor's checkup. Actually, on my breast reduction. Hello? Uh-huh. Okay? All right. All right. She said my name. She said, Miss Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. So I walk up. She said, are you good with English?
Oh!
Bitch! English is all I know, you motherfucker!
Hey, yo! That's crazy!
Am I good with English? Because my last name Gonzalez. First of all, my woman that only speak English in patois is last name Gonzalez.
That part, that's
that's
ironic.
Really going to fuck y'all up when y'all call her.
Yeah.
Okay? That pissed me off.
We got to start with the stereotypes.
I do get it.
Yeah,
I do get it.
Yeah.
Like, if I was up north, you would never ask that.
Yeah.
Atlanta, it's only, like, black and Mexican.
Yeah.
And the Mexicans, 90% of them, Spanish is their first language.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. But God damn, bitch. Damn, I snapped on her. Nah, because she pissed me off with that.
You sound so fucking hood, bro.
She pissed me off with that.
God damn,
I should have said, ¿qué? ¿Qué? Yo no sé, mami. ¿Qué tú dices? I should have fucked her head up like
hey,
that.
Hey, that's comedy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But yeah, man. This show is not for the woke, like we like to say. This show is for
open-minded. The real. It's not for the woke. It's for the real.
It's for the real.
Hello.
It's for open-minded people. And I just want y'all to know, like, there's not too many things like this out here, y'all. They even blocked the term no homo recently.
Oh, my God.
Y'all don't even know.
Oh, can we talk about yeah, let's talk about it.
All right, so speaking of the term no homo, okay? So we went viral this year as well because guess who know about the fucking show, bitch?
Talk to him.
Cameron and Mace.
Listen, dipset.
They know about the No Homo show. They was talking about us on their podcast. It is what it is.
Because the basketball player.
Because of the dude got fined $100,000 for saying no homo. And he basically came up with this, you know, analogy. Like, yo, there's a stud show. There's a stud show called the No Homo show. And they homo.
He's like, it ain't that big of a deal.
It ain't no offense. And he said, if y'all want to, y'all can say no hetero. Now, that's where I'm.
That's dry.
No,
first
that
of all,
is crazy.
If a man try to hit on me, I'm going to say you're gay.
I'm going
to
say that's some gay ass shit.
It's not dissing anybody homosexual. What I would say to anybody homosexual who's offended, it's not to jail, but y'all could be like, yo, no hetero. When somebody say something, that's hetero.
That was crazy.
I'm just saying, if you want, there's no hetero. So it's even playing field. You'd be like, yo, that's wild, bro. No hetero.
That sounds wild.
I'm just saying. I'm just telling you so everybody is on the even playing field.
Yeah, you're right, because there's people that get mad. They say, well, I said, why would you not work with them? Because they said pause? Like, nah.
Listen, it's a show. Pause. Could you Google it? The lesbian females who have the show called the on the internet.
Yeah.
You don't find them.
What's the name I see?
Yeah, it's the everything gay, gay, gay from a lesbian's perspective. And it's two girls.
And it's two people who's gay. And the name of their show is called the It's just the world we live in.
So would you find them?
I'm not finding anybody. I don't have the power to find LaMelo or anybody else. But
it ain't never that deep.
No hetero.
And I need the gay community to know that too. Like, there's not, we can't take offense to everything, y'all. When somebody say no homo, it's not like bashing a gay person.
It's not. You know what it is, y'all? And I learned this term from Chris Rock, man.
Okay, period.
Selective outrage. That's a real fucking thing. Selective outrage. Because, yeah, we get that the term no homo came from a history of hatred. We get it. It's just, to me, and I know y'all hate, like, comparing to, but to me, that's just like the word nigga. So should I not say nigga? Because nigga came from a world of hatred?
Yeah, but I think that relating to no homo is even a stretch.
I think it is too, but it's like, it falls under derogatory. In the past, maybe more
but
so.
But the thing is, the I'm not, as much as you talk about the past, y'all, like, and I said this before, like, I grew up north. And I'm talking about, like, 15 years ago, motherfuckers would say no homo. And, like, we thought we created that. Even Cam low-key created or would say no homo, and we never took it offensive. Yeah. So when y'all talking about it started here or whatever, the hood wasn't saying it then. The hood was saying it on some funny shit. Like, right. You know what I mean? So, like, stop it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even the basketball player that was saying it, I don't know what he said, but he might have said he threw up the balls, no homo. Like,
yeah.
Stop.
It wasn't no hatred.
Stop with the sensitive shit, because I think eventually the world is going to have to, like, go reverse, like, how we're so sensitive right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's going to have to loosen the fuck up.
Yeah.
Because not everything's that deep.
Yeah. We got to learn to show people grace, y'all, because even for us being on this show, like, we say certain shit, we don't know where it came from. You can't expect everybody to know that, first of all, the term no homo came from, like, a place of, like, hate. I honestly didn't even know that.
Even, no, me neither, but even.
I didn't know that. I just thought it was some hood shit. No homo. I didn't know. And then half the niggas that's regular niggas, they don't know that neither. So, like, y'all trying to put this on them, like, yo, that came from a place of hatred. They don't fucking know that.
Like, let's be real. I think this is what we should do, like, with everything that's going viral nowadays. Like, step back and be like, hold up. Do this really feel like this person is attacking me?
Right. Is it
like,
really coming
like
from
when he said that, did it really come from a hurtful place or something? Like, if not, relax.
Yeah. All right.
Even when we did, when we came up with the name, it was like an oxymoron. Like, we're gonna do a play on words to catch your attention real quick, but it's never that deep, y'all.
Yeah.
Now TikTok talking about whenever you type in the homo show, it's talking about hate crimes and shit.
Yeah, all because y'all got this man fined 100 damn K.
Loosen up. TikTok.
We're going to turn this into the
pause. Pause.
Whole no hetero. Gay shit show.
Look, whole lot
just
of gay shit.
We got to change our name. Y'all drop some comments because y'all don't know the fight that we up against with this no homo shit. They really be having a shadow ban and all kind of shit.
The struggle's real.
We love our name.
We not. But I think the way we are, like, we're not even, like, even when they were talking about sponsorships and stuff, it's like the way we are, like, we not the typical people that you might want to sponsor, because we might keep it too real, but that might also be the reason why people love us. Yeah. We're not always politically correct. You know what I'm saying? I think that's why the name's so great. So, yeah.
And that's why we love Starship.
Hello?
Because they support us 100%.
From the beginning.
From the beginning.
Now we about to get a heated dick.
Shout out to Starship, man. Run that code of 50% off no homo show. Shopstarship.com.
15. It sounds like she said 50, but it was 15.
I talk fast.
It's the liquor, baby. There's it's not 50. Something in the liquor.
My bucket had hot, bitch.
Listen, y'all. We started 2025 off right. We're going to let everything go. All right.
Let that hurt go, sis. We just here to elevate.
And we about to go viral again.
And we can't do it without y'all.
Hello.
Okay, so keep showing up and showing up for us, period.
Thank y'all.
Love y'all. Happy 2025.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay.
Boss Brits. We certified. And DJ Excel.
Get the Angel Reese special at McDonald's now. Let's break it down. My favorite barbecue sauce, American cheese, crispy bacon, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun, of course. And don't forget the fries and a drink. Sound good?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating restaurants for a limited time.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.